We'll have more war news in a moment. But first, when Woody Guthrie died, he left behind almost 3,000 unpublished and unrecorded songs. His daughter Nora maintains an archive of this material. Every so often, she picks musicians to set some of these lyrics to music. NPR's Nidhi Ulibi reports on the latest to tackle the legendary Dust Bowl balladeer.
Nora Guthrie could ask anyone to record her father's old lyrics. Billy Bragg and the Roots band Wilco were obvious choices.
Isn't her life plain? Was in heaven every day, passing pearly gates.
Hans Eckhart Wenzel is not so obvious. He's a cabaret star and former clown. Wenzel traveled from Berlin to the Woody Guthrie Archives in New York City, and with the help of Nora Guthrie, he chose 14 songs, translated them into German, and composed music for them in the style of classic Weimar cabaret.
Asche zu Asche und Dreck zu Dreck, lieb eine Frau und sie rennt dir weg. Schlangen in der Wüste und Fische im Meer, eine Klapperschlange macht das Hirn mir verquer. Ich warte, wie lange schon, dass nichts mehr geht. Ist es endlich so weit oder wieder zu spät?
He's got a tuba and a brass section, and if I tell anyone that I got a band with a tuba in it that's doing Woody Guthrie material, they want to throw me out, you know, just throw me out.
Some traditionalists see Nora Guthrie's choice as practically heretical.
Like, how could you do that to our little lone acoustic Dust Bowl balladeer?
The album has also been released in English.
Bacon to bacon and beans to beans. I got a cornbread mama in New Orleans. Turtles in the rivers, alligator in the swamp. A Louisiana mama keeps a man on the jump. Oh, tell me, how long must I have to wait? Can I get you now or must I hesitate?
Nora Guthrie doesn't think her father's songs should be pigeonholed. She believes they can withstand interpretation by instruments other than acoustic guitars and harmonicas.
I hear this big sounds that Wenzel hears in the lyrics. I don't bow to the image or the icon of Woody.
Nora Guthrie's ancestors left Europe during the 19th century and came to America. Wenzel says he is taking Woody Guthrie's music back home, completing a circle. It's an act, he says, that unites the histories of Americans and Europeans and, in some ways, makes peace.
When I meet the first lyrics from Woody, I fall in love with these lyrics. I don't know if it's possible a German musician, East German also, composed American folk lyric man. Nora says to me, it's okay, you can it too.
Wenzel learned Russian as a second language growing up in the former Soviet bloc. His skills in English are recently acquired.
My vocabulary is only Woody Guthrie songs.
Hans Eckhart Wenzel knew of Woody Guthrie in East Berlin, but he was suspicious of the singer. He says the old communist regime used Guthrie's music as propaganda to illustrate the failure of U.S. capitalism.
I'm a Dust Bowl refugee, just a Dust Bowl refugee, from the Dust Bowl to the Peach Bowl. Now the peach is killing me.
Hans Eckhart Wenzel is connecting the struggles of the Okies and the Aussies, as former East Germans are known. Throughout the 1980s, Wenzel was a political dissident. His cabaret shows mocked the government and the secret police. His performances were canceled, his recordings suppressed, and he was briefly jailed. David Robb is a German professor at the University of Belfast who wrote a book about Wenzel. Robb was at first surprised to learn about the Woody Guthrie project, but he thinks it's consistent with Wenzel's work.
Since the wall came down, he really has been playing to a kind of core audience of political singer-songwriter followers, folk music followers, and that's a reasonable-sized audience in Germany, actually.
But Wenzel says that audience in Germany was skeptical about the decision to record a Woody Guthrie album.
It had all schief gehen können, yeah.
They thought that he would blow it. But Wenzel said,
no risk, no fun.
Wenzel is the first non-English speaker to be given free rein in the Woody Guthrie archives, and he chose some songs based on how the words sound rather than on what they mean. His album is named for one of Guthrie's many songs for children. It's called Tiki Talk.
Little hand, big hand, long hand, short hand, rich man, boom, and tiki tiki talk.
Hour hand, minute hand, fast hand, slow hand, worker man, gambler man, ticky ticky tock. Ticky ticky tick tock, ticky ticky tick tock, time I'm gonna get you, ticky ticky tock. Ticky ticky tick tock, ticky ticky tick tock, time I'm gonna get you, ticky ticky tock.
Woody said, kidhood is where I go to find my own genius.
Rough hand, fine hand, sick hand, well hand, angel hand, and devil hand, tiki tiki tok.
According to Nora Guthrie, one of the most meaningful things about working on her father's lyrics with different artists is watching new layers of meaning emerge. And sometimes, she says, the songs are spookily relevant.
One of the songs that Wenzel found, actually, about a hurricane coming and blowing through Manhattan, Woody writes it, and he says, it's going to blow the buildings down, it's going to blow everything down. And the song was written September 12th in 1945.
Wenzel and Nora Guthrie see the song almost as a message from the past, a Woody Guthrie parable about how to cope with the events of September 11th, 2001.
Well, I did walk and the wind did come, and I got to see who was the toughest, New York town, all the high blowing wind, and I found out New York was the roughest. This town has stood up in the face of things, lots more than a 90-mile wind. It's not bad storms I'm afraid of today, but the greed that our leaders walk in.
Hans Eckhart Wenzel is used to expressing himself with other people's words. Back in East Berlin, he would quote such state-approved authors as Bertolt Brecht or Johann Wolfgang von Goethe to make political critiques. But Wenzel says that Germans tend to be a little too abstract and theoretical. He says Woody Guthrie taught him clarity.
Das ist eine gute Schule. Also die hat mich beeindruckt. To be simple and to be not simple in the same act.
Sing you a song of the place that I stay. Once on this Bowery I used to regain. Carefree and rambling in days of yore. But I don't feel at home on the Bowery. But I don't feel at home on the Bowery no more.
Hans Eckhart Wenzel says he feels he's joined what he calls a spirit club with Woody Guthrie. Like Guthrie, he feels his mission is to keep singing simple songs about difficult things. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
I don't feel at home on the Bowery no more. I don't feel at home on the Bowery no more.